poll, Donald Trump boasts biggest double-digit yet lead over Ron DeSantis. By Hannah Blow on September 14, 2023. Former President Donald Trump has increased his massive lead over Florida Governor Ron DeSantis in the Republican primary race, a Quinnipiac survey released this week found. The survey asked respondents, if the Republican primary for president were being held today, and the candidates were Donald Trump, Ron DeSantis, Nikki Haley, Mike Pence, Tim Scott, Asa Hutchinson, Chris Christie, Vivek Ramaswamy, Larry Elder, Doug Burgum, and Will Hurd, for whom would you vote? Overall, 62% of Republicans and Republican leaners said they would vote for Trump, putting him a full 50 points ahead of Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, who garnered 12% support. Trump's 62% reflects a 5-point increase since August, and DeSantis's 12% reflects a 6-point decrease over the same period of time. Anti-woke businessman Vivek Ramaswamy came in third place with 6% support, followed by both former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley and former Vice President Mike Pence, whom 5% chose. That reflects a 1-point increase for Pence and a 2-point jump for Haley since August. South Carolina Senator Tim Scott followed with 3% support, and former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie and former Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson came in with 2% and 1%, respectively. The survey also asked respondents, which comes closer to your line of thinking? You are firmly set on your choice for the 2024 Republican presidential nomination no matter what happens leading up to the Republican primary, or you might change your choice for the 2024 Republican presidential nomination depending on what happens leading up to the Republican primary. Half said they are firmly set in their choice, with 68% of those who chose Trump stating they are firmly set in their choice. Related, DeSantis, if election is a referendum on documents by a Mar-a-Lago toilet, Republicans will lose. The survey also found Trump edging out President Biden by 1 point, 47% to 46%. Quinnipiac noted that this is essentially a dead heat and unchanged from Quinnipiac University's August poll, when Biden received 47% support and Trump received 46% support among registered voters.